when you're young and you're smoking pot and you're little, you know, you make very confessional, you know, maybe some friends you just met or you smoke a joint or whatever, and you're talking, and one of them says, and then you start getting like, you know, like too cool with each other, you know, just, I mean, too, a little bit, you go a little bit too friendly, you know, where one of you says, like, you know, one time I stole like $50 out of my mother's purse, and you're like, oh, dude, you know, it's like just making a sort of redemption, looking for redemption, you know, and then the other guy says, well, you know what, I did some shit, and I blamed it on my little brother and told him if he didn't take the rap, I'd beat the fuck out of him. I said, oh, that's it. And then it gets to you and you say, yeah, I blew a chimp once. And there's no taking that back. You know what I mean? There's no getting out of that shit right there. You know, you can't, like, he's a good-looking chimp. He was a lonely chimp, you know. They don't hang out with you anymore. You're, like, waiting at the locker, but they don't come to your locker after that, you know. I didn't blow a chimp. I'm just... This is purely for, as an example, you know what I mean? It'd be great if some of the people from the later crowd, because I have a feeling they're a little more sophisticated. Did you see the chimp blowing guy? That's what I'll be from now on, the chimp blowing guy. How would you describe the first act? I blew a chimp. Really, on stage? What? How New York? I thought Giuliani got rid of that shit. Chimp blowing outlawed. No smoking and no chimp blowing. It's over? Oh, is any taping? Somebody's taping. Good. Did you know I'll write a song about chimp blowing after that?